This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You are invited if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. That us includes me, Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
Coming up, Chris, you've got some good news about, I guess somewhat good news. The FBI apparently had a list of known terrorists, and that has been ruled unconstitutional. We'll talk about that. Plus, looks like
Does
Facebook...
that mean we get to find out if we're on it?
I don't know. That's a
I
good
think we should
question.
File a Freedom of so. Information Act and find out.
That's an interesting question. Also, Facebook users' phone numbers found online. Apparently a very large database with 419 million records. We'll tell you more about that.
That's more people than any that live in the United States.
Yeah, that's right. And then and some news about the U.S. border and all kinds of other stuff. But I wanted to do a follow-up piece because I know that on, I think it was Wednesday night, I wasn't on that particular show, but I know they covered the story out of Australia where there were, I guess, some upset neighbors regarding a barbecue or the scent specifically of a barbecue that was wafting into either a vegetarian or a vegan's backyard. So there's an update on that particular story from FoxNews.com. After thousands of people signed up for a community barbecue outside of the home of an Australian vegan who took her neighbors to court because she could smell them grilling fish, the group's organizer canned the event, sadly following reported threats from the woman's legal team. Celia Cardin, a Perth resident, took her neighbors to court over their constant barbecuing of fish, which generated a smell that she claimed stopped her from enjoying her backyard. Now, Chris, you've had some issues with your neighbors over time. Like, they've been a little noisy.
Yeah.
You know, there's a certain level of enjoyment, right, that one expects from one's property.
I am a little bit more tolerant than certain other people who I live with, but I do have to say our reaction to their little event was probably a little bit over the top.
Your reaction was?
Yeah, so I had suggested to a certain somebody to, well, why don't you go start up the generator? And not only does he start up the generator, but he starts it up in the backyard, and their backyard is right next to our backyard where the party was happening. Now, okay. I was thinking, pull it out to the front and start it up. Mm-hmm. Kind of give them an indicator that, you know, they're being a little loud. They would definitely hear it from the backyard, but it wouldn't be, like, in your face kind of, like...
I see. He just did it right there in the backyard.
He pulled it out. He got an extension cord and pulled it out from, like, around the back and starts this generator up. And it definitely sent a message... But it was a little bit more in your face than I was thinking.
I mean, if I had been the neighbor in question, I probably would have appreciated a ring at the bell.
Yeah, well, see, okay, so backing up a little bit.
What do you mean a ring at the bell?
You kind of have to...
I mean, I would have appreciated if somebody had said, hey, you know, you've already...
You kind of have to put
Yeah,
this,
that's what a neighborly thing...
You kind of have to put this in perspective, though. I had the cops called on me the last time I did this, when I actually rang their doorbell, for letting them know this is the same neighbor where their kid...
If somebody reacts to your ringing their doorbell with deadly force, then don't. Ring their door.
Right.
Yeah, that's an important detail.
Right. They called the cops because I let them know that their kid broke one of our windows.
Wow.
Like, I didn't say, I want you to pay for this. I wasn't suggesting that at all.
You're just telling
me. I was just letting him know. I thought you might want to know that, you know, one of your kids broke one of our, you know, kind of insignificant windows, you know, basement windows.
And are you 100% sure it was their kid?
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
you saw it happen.
She started questioning because I didn't know exactly when it had occurred. I just knew that my partner had heard and saw the kid run away from the window after he broke it. You see, it must have hit a ball or something, hit it or something.
Okay.
And she started questioning, saying something about, we weren't even here.
Never.
We weren't even here today. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I'm not the one who actually saw your kid break the window. My partner did, so I'm not sure exactly when it happened. But yeah, so I had to actually respond. And then something about calling the cops and like, get off my property. I'm calling the cops. I'm like, wow.
Celia Carden in Perth says, they've put it so you smell fish. All I smell is fish, she told local news outlets. The courts ultimately dismissed her case, siding with the neighbors, but news of the lawsuit caused a stir among residents in the capital city of Western Australia. A Facebook group named Community Barbecue for Celia Carden was created in protest of what organizers called her attempt to, quote, destroy a good old Aussie tradition.
Well, when people cause a stir, have a stir fry.
Celia Carden has a problem with her neighbors cooking meat on their barbecue because she's a vegan. Recently taking them to Supreme Court, the event description read, quote, don't let Celia destroy a good old Aussie tradition. Join us for a community barbecue in protest of her actions and help Celia Carden get some pork on her fork. That last part's all in capital letters.
Well, it's nice to see a white lady calling the police on white people for
stupid
reasons. She's Australian. They're like 97% white.
He's probably right. But
despite a disclaimer, the October 19th event would be a, quote, peaceful protest. The Facebook page was shut down after some 7,000 people said they were going. And another 16,000 said they were interested, according to news.com.au. Carden's attorney issued a statement on Facebook warning they would contact the police if anyone showed up, said the New York Post. They said that anyone who seeks to attend Ms. Carden's property on Saturday, October 19th, or at any other time in relation to this event or matter will be referred to the WA police on the grounds of trespass. Well, now, look, were they planning on having the barbecue on her property? Or
if I was the neighbor, I'd be inviting them to have their barbecue on my property.
Right.
Like, you know, obviously you're not going to fit 7,000 people on the average person's property, but then again, Facebook is wildly inaccurate as far as how many people say they're going to go to it.
And
thing.
You could have a barbecue-a-thon.
What do you mean? Like, people keep showing up over time?
Let people come and go and
that's
just
great
have
like
to occupy my backyard and barbecue.
Yeah.
The Occupy Barbecue. That would be amazing. But they did call it off. And, you know, who knows how many other neighbors would step up. It would be interesting to see if anybody else would want to go out and, you know, say, sort of announce their allegiance to either the meat side or the vegan side, since the lines have apparently been drawn here.
You know, this is actually...
And the vegans could go out and, you know, barbecue tofu right back at them.
This is probably a good conversation to have as, like, from a libertarian perspective, because your actions are affecting somebody else on their property, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you're dumping trash on somebody else's property, it's pretty obvious, like, you know, who's in violation of the NAP. But
that's the non-aggression principle.
Right, and it's less clear in the case of, like, a barbecue, maybe, or something else.
Right, a scent, an unpleasant scent.
Right.
Like, somebody who is against... and like I understand where the vegan is coming from, right?
Somebody
was just constantly pouring some really nasty perfume in their backyard or whatever, right? Like if there was something that really stunk in your backyard, or like rotting corpses of animals that they had, right? Like there could be something gross, right?
Yeah.
Like in somebody's backyard, mm-hmm. and this vegan considers this to be gross. You know, she considers the scent of in this case cooked fish to be detestable.
Yeah. You know,
that's one of the problems with the focus against discrimination is, wouldn't it be nice if some housing complex could declare themselves a vegan housing complex,
right.
And people who can't stand the meat or the smell of meat could band together and, you know, do whatever vegans do, dive rickets.
Yeah, it does beg to ask, like, what's reasonable, you know, like how much, you know, noise or how often. Like, to me, it doesn't seem to be unreasonable for somebody to have throw a barbecue, you know, once or twice a year, you know, during the holiday, you know, period when you expect it. That doesn't seem unreasonable.
Well, what about cooking out every day? What if you really love to cook out?
You know, that's a good question. But there's probably some line somewhere that most people will have tolerance
with. I find the scent of a lawn to be annoying. Like, but everybody's got lawns, you know. How could I complain about it?
Right.
More coming up here. 855, especially cut grass. Ugh, does not smell pleasant. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yet another business accepting cryptocurrency here in Crypto Mecca, aka Keene, New Hampshire. And a lot of it is thanks to the guys over at AnyPay who are making it super easy for local businesses. Now we got a vape shop on board. They actually were on board before and then they quit, but now they're back. So it's nice when you can get them back. Anyway, you can go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. You know, it's not easy in the early days of technology to be on that cutting edge. Sometimes things don't exactly work perfectly.
And, you know, it also doesn't help when there's a lot of competition. For amongst that small crowd too.
You mean for the business of vape shops?
Yeah, like the vape shop.
They're like the third place in town that sells vape equipment crypto.
Yeah.
So it's getting pretty divvied up as far as the amount of money that.
And then it's also It's kind of a limited market, right? So amongst crypto users, there's only so many of them who are going to be a vape. Also,
there's only one person in this room who's an active vape user, and that's nobody.
We do have a few people, but not that many.
With acceptance, it goes eventually from we're picking this up to get new customers to the late adopters end up saying, well, we're picking this up to avoid losing customers.
Right.
There's
certainly a loss of customers even in the early phases, though. Like, there's certain places I certainly don't go now that, you know, certain other places that crypto that I would have otherwise gone before.
Yeah, definitely true.
I mean, it's certainly my my local. For another good example is there's a place called Big Deal, which is like a convenience store right next to my house. But I drive all the way into town just to pick up my various odds and ends that I need
from a convenience store.
Corner News, for example.
Yeah.
And now there's another convenience store in town that takes crypto. So it's like I got lots of choices for convenience stores types of accessories that I might need to get.
And it's all thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com because they are really doing a great job at making it easier, smoothing out the rails, making the process as smooth as possible to start taking cryptocurrency. And if you've never done anything with cryptocurrency before, whether it's Bitcoin or Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and a bunch of others, I think there's close to a dozen cryptos they accept over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. They can walk you through from the beginning, starting from zero. Of course, if you already have your own cryptocurrency wallet and you've already got a tablet at your register, you're almost done. But it really only takes moments to get into this. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They've got apps available for both iOS and Android and even just a web browser as well. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com, and there's no fee to you, the business owner, to accept cryptocurrencies when you do it with AnyPay at helpmetakebitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones here, whether you want to comment on the barbecue controversy that is happening in Australia at a vegan lady's house who actually brought a lawsuit against her neighbors trying to get them to stop having fish barbecues in their backyard. Let's go to...
No shrimp on the Barbie.
The Barbie. Let's go to Tom in Hudson, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening. Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia is offering... and it's students that got displaced by Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas to stay at go to Hampton University for the semester free of charge. Okay, now they get some students from the Bahamas, but if you were attending the University of the Bahamas and of course you're displaced now and everything, that would be cool if you could just get on a boat or a plane and go to the United States, and then you have a place to stay and everything, and that would be awesome and excellent, but I anticipate one great problem.
The U.S. Border Patrol.
After the hurricane and all the major devastation that happened in places like High Rock, Grand Bahama, CNN is covering High Rock on Grand Bahama Island, I'm sure the first priority of the bureaucrats is to reopen the passport office so that people can get passports and then go to the United States consulate.
You're being facetious, right, when you say that you think it's their first priority. You're being facetious.
I'm being sarcastic.
Okay.
Or facetious or whatever you call it. But, yeah, and another major issue where the bureaucrats...
Now, do you need a passport to... I guess you would need a passport because it's the British protectorate, right?
No, it's an independent country. And
really?
It's Bermuda.
Maybe I'm thinking of Jamaica.
Well, British Protectorate still would be an independent
country. I think they threw the British out.
No kidding.
No,
good for them.
Yeah, about the time we did.
I don't think it works like that there, but...
Huh.
Anyway, it's Bermuda that is a British protectorate, and the Bahamas is an independent country, but then...
The Bahamas has the queen on their bills, the UK's queen, so I don't...
Well, so does Canada.
Sure,
yeah, it might be a leftover vestige of something there.
Yeah, but I think they're still protected by the UK or something.
So what are you getting at here, Tom? You're pointing out that it's because of these stupid international border restrictions that prevent people from, you know, getting a better education, making a better life for themselves?
They're stuck. I'm sure there are some people who are stuck in the disaster zone, and you're either part of a solution or you're part of the problem if you're still in the disaster zone. Another issue is when houses get destroyed by the hurricane. Now, let's say you got a home that's 100 years old, built out of wood, lead paint, aluminum wiring, and asbestos, and somebody wants to buy that property and tear down the house and put up a five-family home with iron and concrete and good solid stuff that would have withstood the hurricane, but now they say, oh, no, the city won't allow you to put in a five-unit apartment house. You're lucky they let them keep the house that was already there when the zoning restrictions were changed. So along comes the hurricane and it knocks down the dilapidated wooden house. And then the person gets the check. Keep in mind they bought it with a mortgage and they get this check for the building only. And the land is no longer big enough for a single family home. So if you can't build on it, it's totally worthless.
Now, did this actually happen, or are you
talking about the United States? Because this doesn't sound like...
No, he's talking about a single-family home plot being destroyed.
In the Bahamas?
No,
I'm talking
U.S.
about this stuff can happen where a house that is so-called grandfathered under the zoning restrictions gets destroyed. First of all, it's the government's fault.
Right, I'm not denying that.
Build it.
Yeah, I'm not denying that this hasn't happened somewhere, but I'm just wondering if you've seen a specific example of this exact thing happening.
Not yet, but it is one of the things. The only good
thing... wouldn't be something that would be, you know, get any kind of coverage outside of a local area if it did happen. Something like that is a personal tragedy, but it's, you know, these government bureaucrats with their regulations are so commonplace. And thank you for the call tonight, Tom. And this is something that everybody who's, you know, whose own property has to deal with. There are all the stupid government rules and regulations, unless you happen to live in a place where the government goons don't mess with you on those issues. And there's very few of those places. In New Hampshire, there's a few towns. There's like Grafton, Lempster. There's a handful of towns where there's no zoning restrictions whatsoever. You don't have to ask anybody's permission to build a thing or repair a thing or whatever. And of course, in a lot of places, you still, even though they want you to ask permission, they don't find out if you don't. Because, you know, the government's kind of small in some places in New Hampshire. So we got more on the way here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But really, the only way to get rid of zoning is to put it to a vote. And in some of these towns that don't have it in New Hampshire, they've tried to vote to bring zoning on, and it's been rejected over and over again, which is nice to see. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper says they have not received any reports of any serious injuries or death in the state
following Hurricane Dorian. Speaking in Raleigh, Cooper says Dorian has finally left his state, but it has left a path of destruction on Ocracoke Island.
Currently, the island has no electricity, and many homes and buildings are still underwater. Communications experts, law enforcement, and a medical strike team have been transported there, and a search and rescue team is on the way.
The Fed Reserve is not forecasting or expecting a recession. During a conference in Switzerland on Friday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says policymakers expect continued moderate growth in coming months. Meanwhile, new figures from the Labor Department show 130,000 jobs were added in the month of August, while unemployment remains at an all-time low of 3.7%. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on air call in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm and you can jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. That is where you can purchase or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. Now, you do need to be aware some payment methods are higher risk than others, and there are risks involved when you're dealing with a website that is basically anonymous, meaning that there's no identification required for you to open an account there. So that's got its good sides, and it's got some, you know, risks, some downsides, potential downsides at least. So you do need to be aware, fully aware, going into that. Local.bitcoin.com is where you can go. Of course, you can always meet up with somebody in real life and, you know, give them cash in hand. There's also cash deposit at banks and other methods like PayPal and, again, other high-risk methods. Local.bitcoin.com is where you can go to get started trading Bitcoin Cash and protect your privacy. Now, there's also the new Bitcoin.com exchange that just opened up within the last, I think, week? Yeah, like, I think we're less than a week out, actually, since they opened the doors at exchange.bitcoin.com. Now, technically, they will not allow people in the United States to use the site if they know you're in the United States. So if you have a VPN, you may be able to get around that. But that's up to you to figure out. Exchange.bitcoin.com. If you're outside of the United States, you should be good to go at exchange.bitcoin.com.
ThinkPenguin.com for VPN.
Yeah, right on. You've got those VPN devices that actually are routers, right? Like,
yeah.
You've got the VPN router.
Yeah, where it's a super simple solution. It's just plug it
everything
in.
Everything goes over.
Everything is
VPN.
Just set up already automatically. And just
how
like
much
that
are those?
It's $40 without the VPN service, and then depending on how long you'll subscribe to the VPN service, depends on how long, you know, the price. But
and does it have to use your VPN service, or could other VPN services be used?
Yeah, so you can use other VPN services as well, mm-hmm. but if you want it pre-configured and just set up to plug and play, then, you need to get with Penguin VPN.
And, of course, that's run by
from
you
us.
Guys.
Yeah, right.
So, and it's not based in the United States,
right?
Correct?
It's not going to give you anything in the United States IP-wise, so that you should be able to get access to whatever this services, crypto.
Indeed.
Yeah, so.
And that's also good because it means there's not like log files in the United States for government goons to raid.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, it shouldn't be too much of a problem because you don't have to log technically in the United States to begin with.
Really?
So it's.
That doesn't mean they can't show up and put a gun, you know, to whoever's running a U.S.-based VPN and say, you better put a, you know, tracer on or whatever.
Yeah, it's, I'm trying to think, like, the negative. So I would say that if you, the main problem with running the VPN in the United States, servers in the United States, is that you have to log if it comes down to, like, any kind of file sharing kind of services.
Mm.
Because it basically.
DMCA requests?
Yeah, something to do with, you have to somehow deal
Millennium
with
copyright.
The DMCA, right, requests. And so if you don't log, you wouldn't know whose account to suspend. And
mm-hmm.
so I don't know like how that would play out in a courtroom, but ultimately either you're probably logging or you're blocking peer-to-peer traffic if it's in the United States. If you're only routing the traffic that is for websites, basically accessing websites through mm-hmm. a server in the U.S., it's actually probably totally fine. You just don't log anything.
But you guys don't have a server in the United States.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
We don't operate servers in the United States. VPN
okay.
servers. So okay. it's not ever going to route you through a U.S. server.
And do you log at the servers where you do
no.
operate?
No.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. So check out thinkpenguin.com to connect to the VPN service there, right?
Yep.
All right, cool. So toll-free number if you want to join the discussion, 855-450-FREE. The protest outside of a woman's home in Australia, Perth, Australia, Celia Carden is her name. She was the vegan who was upset at her neighbor's barbecuing. Fish, apparently. But she was so upset, she brought them a lawsuit. And, of course, that ended up making, as it deserved, I think, international headlines. Ultimately, she actually ended up losing the case. Either that or it got kicked out. But either way, it was a loss for her. And so then a protester decided he was going to cause essentially a barbecue protest outside of her house. Now, she then issued a statement saying that they would call the police if anybody showed up. But if you're not on the lady's property, then it shouldn't matter if they're calling the police on you. If you're in a public space, which is usually considered the road or the sidewalk, out in front of somebody's house, then there's no actionable trespass.
You know,
at least in the United States, that's generally how it works. I don't know about Australia.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we've done it, but
it's hard to know really when it comes to other countries because different countries have different laws, and even
right.
just different towns and states and cities like have different laws. So, you know, it may be clearer.
They might consider it loitering or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, potentially, I was thinking probably more along the, especially if you get a group of people together, it's going to be noisy. So you may have a
noise ordinance
issue in a lot of places.
There's probably something.
Yeah.
They can come at you with.
Now, who they would give the noise ordinance to would probably be the property owner, but if you're on the public property, then I don't know. Probably whoever was theoretically organizing it they would try to go after. But
you remember the good old days, Nobody? Were you there when we held those protests outside of, or like barbecue protests outside of the jail, the old
yeah.
jail here?
Yeah, that was a good time.
We used
they would keep us cooling our heels when we were letting somebody out, so we were just like, okay, let's barbecue.
Right. It was actually the old jail, so this was before you got here, Chris.
Right.
But the old jail used to be like 20 or 30 minutes to the west of Keene. and sort of out in the middle of nowhere. They had like a small road in front of the jail, and across the road from that jail was the parking area for the jail.
Uh-huh.
And so that's where, you know, the guards would park. That's where the visitors would park. Everybody would park there. And so we would be waiting there for, let's say, we would go and we'd have like a cookout for the guy who was going to jail.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd go back and we'd have another cookout when he got out of jail.
Yeah, great.
So it was like his last good meal, and right, then he'd have another one, basically. And so that was just a lot of fun. And then, unfortunately, when they built the new jail here in Keene...
Yeah, it's not going to work on the new one.
We tried to go out there initially to see somebody who was in the jail. We walked around the jail, which is how we used to do at the old jail. We'd, like, take signs out and sort of walk the perimeter. There was no fence blocking you from going around the entire jail.
Uh-huh.
And the same... This new one's the same way. There's no fence.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked around that jail. They then called Keene police on us. They brought out every single officer who was on duty, a state police officer, at least one of them, the Swansea and Marlboro cops, which are the towns that are to the south and the east of Keene. So basically every local cop that was on duty that they could get, they called out, because we had like 50 to 70 people that were out there, but most of us had left at that point, and nobody, I think you showed up at the very end.
There were 12 of us left, yeah.
Yeah.
Me, Capuzzo, and...
Is it Jackie?
Capuzzo, Kate, and I.
Oh, it was Kate.
Okay. Showed up at the last minute.
You have and to wonder, when, like, what we, do they think you're going to do, right? With signs?
Sorry, I couldn't
like,
hear you.
What do they think you're going to do with holding up a bunch of signs? I mean, seriously, like, you couldn't possibly be a threat to the jail.
Well, what they did was they came out. Well, they know we're not a threat because they'd known us from the previous jail. They came out and they addressed one of the guards addressed the crowd. And I did not hear this. I swear I did not know this happened at all. A bunch of us didn't know this happened. Because there was like 50 to 70 people out there.
Right.
And this guard comes out, stands some distance away from the group, and apparently delivered this statement that if we don't leave, we'll be subject to trespass or whatever. Or he told us to leave, right? Because the law says, or the statutes say, if somebody who's authorized to tells you to leave a property and you don't, then that's criminal trespass.
So that what constitutes tells? I mean, it sounds like
that's the thing.
Yelling from a distance wouldn't constitute tells unless they're close enough where you can actually hear them.
If you read the actual statute, it says it is a person shall be guilty of trespass if knowing that they have no right to do so,
they remain in a place.
Go or remain in a place. And that's almost a quote, but not quite.
And what's like the definition of knows?
Because that's the tricky part. That's
I can
where
know
the quote,
that I have a right to be here, and the guard can say otherwise. Is that then I automatically...
Court. Yeah, it's up to the court to determine whether or not you were knowing in that case. And the court determined, in the case of almost all of us, that we knew, with the exception of you, there's more coming up here. Just look up Trespass of 12 on Free Keene. More on the way.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just
just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. Join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All this talk of protest got me reminiscing about the old trespass of 12 arrests outside of the jail here in Keene, New Hampshire, after many years of protests at the old jail. When they built that new jail, I guess they made a decision they were going to crack down on us because the way they handled us changed completely. And it's the same group of bureaucrats that was there.
Now, did it stop? You know, I'm curious. Did any of that, those arrests actually stop you guys from going or encircling the jail in protests in
yes.
the future?
Yeah,
okay.
They certainly did.
Interesting.
Yeah, nobody really wanted to go there and do that.
Oh, I would want to do it again and again and again just to show that we're not going to stop, you know, just because you throw us in jail. That just gives them to the system, and it encourages them to continue to abuse you.
The problem is you run out of money and ability to fight and
yeah.
activists.
Well,
it's like,
yeah.
you know, I was completely destitute by the time I was done with activism, and I've or that kind of activism, and I've never recovered.
There's no doubt in my mind that it's a challenge to, especially even if you're willing to do it, getting other people to continue to do it and to back you up, because you do need people to back you up, and they are willing to throw people in jail. So.
Yeah, and I think they also changed the signage, too, if I recall correctly. The signage at the jail became more restrictive as well, as far as, like, areas that you can't go to that weren't clear previously became more clear.
Weren't you guys circling the jail, so you weren't even on the jail property?
We were on the jail property.
Well, yeah, we were on the jail property. Okay. But, yeah, the difference
no
was
fence.
The signage.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they changed the signage right after the trespass of 12 arrests happened. if I recall correctly. Anyway, a lot of that is probably still on YouTube as far as the trials and that kind of thing. But the interesting thing I told you during the break, but I want to relay on the air, was that nobody, you got off the charges because you guys showed up late, so they couldn't prove that you'd received the notice, which they really couldn't prove with any of us either, but we were definitely there at the time.
We could prove that we did not receive the notice. We weren't even there when it was given.
But what happened was there were, like, you know, still more than half a dozen people that went to trial on this, and only one person was found not guilty. Everybody else got convicted, and we were all convicted by the same judge, but the one person who was found not guilty was found not guilty by a different judge who happened to have the case in that one day, right? Like, the normal judge had a night off or you know, a day or was on vacation when this other guy's trial happened, so he got the sort of the alternate fill-in judge. So that was particularly interesting because normally when it comes to court, you never get to compare apples to apples. You never get to really, like, you don't know what would happen if you approached your case in a different way. You don't know what would happen if you had a different attorney. You don't know what would happen if you had a different judge, except in this case, because all the facts were exactly the same. We were all in the same group. The man gave the notice to the group, and so the only thing that changed between the cases was the man,
you know,
wearing the robe.
That
made all the difference.
This very much reminds me of the situation of even when you're right, okay, even when it's 100%, you're clear as day that you have not broken the law, right? In this particular case, that might be true. But even when it's 100% clear, the system is biased. The judges are biased. So you really, even then, even when you're 100% right, you only have a 50-50 chance. God forbid, if you're not right, you know.
Now, we also didn't have an attorney, right? So, like, you've had some success recently in court, and I don't know how much of it you can talk about. But if you want to talk about it, we can. But you had some success. You hired a professional, you know, who obviously knows the system a heck of a lot better than us, you know, average activists who we have experience in the courts. That doesn't mean that we're good at it necessarily, as far as knowing all the ins and outs. And so that's probably one of the reasons why we got slaughtered.
Yeah, and like when I was saying 50-50, I'm talking about with a lawyer, not without a lawyer.
Yeah, right?
Let me just clarify that.
Thanks for that,
Did
you want to say anything about your status? What can you talk about with that?
You know, I don't think I want to talk about it quite yet,
We can say the charges were dropped.
Yeah, the charges were certainly dropped.
You got arrested for crossing the street. I was there. Right. I got it on video. This was in Manchester. Because, again, the only recent arrests in Manchester have been keen activists.
Jeremy.
That's true.
You guys anywhere.
Jeremy gets credit. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but
he took a plea deal.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
But you tried crossing the street during a DUI checkpoint. You were trying to get a better angle or whatever with your camera, and you ended up getting an angle of a screaming, frothing cop yelling at you. Did you ever get that footage back, by the way?
Yeah, I did get the footage back.
I don't know if that ever got released, did it?
Don't think so. No.
Maybe something to consider when you're ready to talk about, you know, all the details on this. But
yeah, there's the reason we can't talk about it is even though the case has been settled,
there's negotiations, right?
It's the criminal case was dropped,
right?
But there's a civil suit against the Manchester Police Department.
Well, you said it was settled, so apparently you can say that.
No. I can't say it was settled.
You just said it. Okay, so you're taking it back.
No, I was talking about the criminal. I was talking about the criminal.
Okay.
I misspoke. I was talking about the criminal. But as far as the civil aspects of it, that is still
being negotiated.
I can't say. I don't want to say anything more than what
I
said.
It's not done yet, is what you're saying.
I don't have a check. Let's put it that way.
Right.
So until I have a check, I'm my mouth is.
And you may or may not be able to say how much the check is worth. I mean, I don't know if the deal has been signed.
I don't think it matters, and I think I'm not going to say it. Not for more of a principled reason than, you know, just not because I think it's irrelevant.
I think it's highly interesting because it gives some idea of what people can expect. Like when I got when I got arrested in town hall in Palmer, Massachusetts, and that went to the ACLU of Massachusetts picked up that case, I got a $5,000 check out of that. And I was in a jail cell for a few hours there in Palmer. So, you know, $5,000 for a few hours time. That's not terrible. That's not bad.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'll have to think about it.
I mean, if you can walk away with 50, then, you know, that's even better, right? You didn't do a night in jail, right? We got you on that same day.
I didn't do a night in jail, right. And I don't want to go into it at this point.
But you had you had the hassle of having to deal with court and the stress.
Sure.
And that's worth, you know, that's worth something.
So. It is. I think it's more, you know, what it evidences is more important than, you know, the amount. The amount, I don't care what it is.
But I know you don't care, and I didn't either, right? Like, but it's something to be said.
Yeah,
and it's nice if you could afford to buy a new camera, right? Like with the
How is it the only people who win judgments are the ones who can say, I don't care about the money?
No. I didn't, the civil suit had nothing to do. I mean, look, it's not worth suing. Maybe it could be in some cases, but let's put it this way: it's not necessarily worth my time and energy. I mean, we're talking about multiple years now going on.
Yeah, sure.
Like justice is slow.
2 years?
Yeah, I think it's been 2 years. Yeah. So at least 2 years. So you know, the whole justice system is so slow, and the amount of time and energy you put into it, it's not necessarily. I mean,
it's not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it from an activist perspective, but. Certainly, I'm not saying that it's not going to be beneficial to some people more than others, you know, financially. But I wouldn't get into activism for the money. It's, you know, put it that way.
No, there's not much money in activism.
Yeah, yeah.
As many people have discovered the hard way. I think that
there's much starvation in activism.
I was more interested in, you know, bringing a lawsuit to make a point.
I totally agree with you. But that said. The attorney's got to get paid.
Right, right.
And that's what that money usually goes to. A good chunk of it goes to.
Yeah, I mean, I would be I'd be satisfied with any settlement and ideally covering the costs of the lawsuit and the criminal case. I think that's the...
No, I agree with you. You can't get into activism expecting to make money. Now, that's not to say that activism can't bring some funds in, but it's pretty rare that will be like enough to live on. Free Talk Live has managed to do something different because we're doing a radio show, a broadcast radio show that has the opportunity to monetize. But even then, it's still not bringing in like an S load of money.
Right.
It's radio.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of money in radio.
I think something else to point out is that it's not to say that you shouldn't try to make money off of activism. I think you should, especially when you're going to be using it to put that money back into activism. But I don't necessarily think that
or feed yourself. That's fine too.
Right. No, that's fine. But I don't necessarily think that every step that you take is the most beneficial outcome is basically to profit off it. Sometimes it's you're better off doing the activism for publicity reasons or to get more people on your cause or to, you know,
absolutely
people to move to New Hampshire or whatever.
No, I totally agree with you. You should not be doing activism if your motivation is to get rich because you're going to fail.
Right.
And people are going to see that if they feel like you're out there just trying to milk
people.
I can think
of a couple of girls who got rich by doing activism.
Well, good for them. I mean, if you're female and you're relatively attractive, you have a whole lot more options generally in life than, you know, the average.
I honestly am more interested in seeing, you know, more court cases, more wins, more just, you know, publicity from that perspective.
Yeah, for sure.
People that stuff is happening here, even if it's not, you know, even if it's
well, we need
trivial.
More people. We need more people to come here and do
absolutely.
Stuff in order for that to be the case. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the FBI's list of known terrorists apparently ruled unconstitutional. Chris is going to tell us about that. Plus, another Facebook leak. Get ready.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations, and since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.